This weekend, South Dakota towns, large and small, celebrate American independence. Many of those towns also boast deep cultural roots to the places from which their ancestors traveled. SDPB's Heather Benson recently joined the celebration at Dalesburg Lutheran Church. She brings you this story.
At the lonely junction of two country roads sits a tall, white church. It's a typical rural South Dakota scene, but there's something different going on here. A large parking lot overflows, a line of people trail from the main entrance, and the prairie wind carries the sound of Swedish folk songs. It's the 148th Midsummer Celebration at Dalesburg Lutheran Church, north of Vermilion. Ron Johnson is a longtime member of the Midsummer Church Committee.
Well, Midsummer is a Swedish holiday. It came to Clay County, South Dakota, Clay County, Dakota Territory in 1869. That's when we think the first Midsummer celebration was. And then we also can document 1885 as the Sunday School Midsummer Picnic. And we also have 1892, when a Swede wrote later in his life that he'd gone to a midsummer picnic in Clay, among the Swedes of Clay County. So it has a long history.
The summer solstice midsummer celebration reveals the area's Scandinavian roots. Dalesburg was never a large community, seated as it is, 15 miles from any neighboring town. Settled by a group of Swedish immigrants, it was bypassed by the railroads in the late 1800s, and over the century that followed, it dwindled to the handful of buildings and a ball field that remain today. But as the settlement approaches its 150th year, Dalesburg Lutheran Church president Nick Oyen sees a change in fortune.
We're growing. It's revitalizing, I think, is a great word to use. We have young families that are starting to be part of the community that have really just latched onto our church, and just the tradition that we still have is really what these young families are just excited to be able to be part of.
Those traditions give life to the church's midsummer celebration. Banners with the Swedish word välkommen adorn the church inside and out. A Swedish flag flutters in the breeze alongside the stars and stripes, and a midsummer pole entwined with fresh flowers stands ready to be raised at evening's end. Volunteer Don Josko is a midsummer veteran.
Midsummer is a gathering of all peoples, and they're celebrating life, they're celebrating nature, they're celebrating community, faith. It's very much entwined into your spirit.
Hi, is this Cora? Is this Fruit Supa?
Yeah, Fruit Supa. Yeah, it is.
I waited a whole year for Fruit Supa.
The spirit of that Scandinavian välkommen is best experienced in the smorgasbord supper being served in the church's basement dining hall. Diners buy tickets weeks ahead of time to feast upon patatas korv, Fruit Supa, and of course, Swedish meatballs. Food traditions tie the small congregation together and help cement its relationships with the next generation.
What's so much fun is to watch the older generations helping the younger generations, and now we're actually having some of the children actually come and want to be a part of it. And they'll sit there and they'll cut apples for the fruit soup, and it's passing on some traditions instead of playing video games all the time.
Oyen says multi-generational interaction is a big reason the congregation is experiencing a period of growth.
We have so many volunteers. We'll have 80-year-olds sitting down with an 8-year-old to work on crafts and to do coloring projects and art projects. And we have old volunteers who are taking care of Sunday school classes. And it's amazing to see this generation just taking care of, I guess, what would be my next generation. There's a big gap between the two.
And while tradition has been an attraction to families old and new, the church also reaches out in new ways.
Facebook was a big jump. We're embracing social media a bit more. We're trying to get more family-friendly activities. We have every month we have 1 to 2 different events where we have a dinner or a game night or a bingo night. We have baseball going on Tuesdays throughout the summer. Just a lot of different things for people to just feel part of a community and to really engage.
Although South Dakota's busiest city is less than an hour away, Oyen says sometimes it's worth not making the drive to Sioux Falls.
It's about making community. I was a commuter. I commuted up to Sioux Falls every day for work for years and years and years, and I really didn't get to know my neighbors. So what we're really trying to do with this church is to make sure our neighborhood knows that we can be a community again. We can go back to what people used to do 50, 60 years ago, and we can make it relevant again today. And that's really what we're trying to do with this church.
At the end of the day, whether a person attends a single midsummer celebration or becomes a member of the country church, it's the sense of community that keeps people coming back. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Heather Benson, north of Vermilion. Oyen, ta, ya,